Just as we sit, let's pray. Heavenly Father, whose Son, our Lord, revealed himself powerfully to his followers, come to us this morning in the power of your Spirit and reveal yourself afresh, we pray, even to us. Amen. Please do not look at me. For some of you, that will come as a blessed relief. Look at the screen. There are there four symbols, 4 points. 4 points that totally relate to the story that we have just heard and totally relate to this family here as today we come for Alan's baptism. Let me give you a wee bit of the context. The story you've just heard is a week after the resurrection. It fits beautifully. Last week, 30 of us gathered outside at not long after 5:30 in the morning, and we remembered that Jesus rose from the dead. Then, on the evening of that same day, he appeared to his disciples. A week has now passed. That story was strangely familiar. I wonder if anyone else was thinking, but hang on a minute, didn't Jesus say to those fishermen 3 years earlier, on the same shore, have you caught any fish? 3 years earlier, Jesus, standing on the same shore, used those last two words as well when he said, follow me. He seemed to be going back then to the beginning. But why would he do that? And then there was another strange thing. You know, when he was there on the beach, Jesus sat and ate with them. Does that remind you of anything? Before they dragged him away, didn't Jesus sit and eat with them and talk about what was going to happen? So that's the context. So what have those four symbols got to do with the story? And what have those symbols got to do with you and with us? The first of them is the heart. What was it that Jesus said to Peter? Grace, do you love me? And three times Jesus said to Peter, Simon, do you love me? Peter was a wee bit hurt. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? If someone asked you if you love them, once you can understand, twice, well, yeah, maybe if you've had a bit of a falling out, but three times. But three times, because a week before, three times, Peter had denied even that he knew Jesus. You see, the love that Jesus was talking about to Peter was no one-way thing. Jesus was there with the ones that he loved. And today, as we come together to witness a new member being baptized and welcomed into our family, It is all about the love of God. It begins and ends with the heart. What comes next? It's a cross. I'm sure it's not true of our young people here, but when I was at school, I saw many of them. In fact, my schoolwork was littered with them, always in thick red pen. That is because we all have done wrong. There, a week after the resurrection, how do you think Peter felt? Put yourself in his shoes. Having denied Jesus on a spectacular scale, how do you imagine Peter felt? If I were Peter, I know I'd be going in the other direction. I wouldn't want to be confronted with what I'd done wrong. But actually, before Peter could realize the job and fulfillment that Jesus had for him, he needed to confront the things he'd done wrong. That cross is because we too, before we can realize our fullness in God, have to acknowledge that all of us have done wrong and fallen short. Then comes the cross. That day when they met there on the waterside, there was no escaping what had happened on a hill above Jerusalem. There was no forgetting it. There would be no forgetting it. And today, the cross lies at the heart of our worship. Alan will be marked with the sign of the cross because God's love is never better expressed than it is by Jesus on the cross. God's love, our sin, Jesus dying on a cross. What is left, Tammy? A question mark. That is all that's left. And the message is utterly simple. What of it? What of it? You know, there is a fundamental question, isn't there, at the end of every baptism service. What next? Where now? There's always that thought of how can we mark this occasion? How can we be together as a family and remember this day? If we take seriously the three things that come before it, there is a real question that lies at the end. If God loves you more than you can imagine, if God is not put off by the things we've done wrong, but rather can deal with that and forgive us, if God in his love sent his only son to the cross, then what of it? Just for a moment, I want you to imagine that you stand where Peter did, and Jesus is saying to you, do you love me? You see, by now the evidence for Jesus' life and resurrection is unquestionable. He is back and offering them the experience and fulfillment of a lifetime. in just a few moments' time, two parents and four exceptional friends and godparents will be responding to very similar questions. Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" We could go from this service today and it could end there. We could just turn away and forget those things. Or we can respond to Jesus as Peter did and hear him when he says, "Come and follow me."